We're doing the Ketuv Shulchan Aruch Mekor Chayim. Good evening, everyone. We're doing the laws of Shmona Esrei. A person shouldn't turn around after he finished his Shmona Esrei until the Shalich Tzibur starts his davening. Because if you turn around and look at the guys behind you, you're going to be distracting them. They might still be in the middle of Shmona Esrei. So a person shouldn't be turning around. It's not fair to the people behind him who are davening. That would be distracting. A person also should try to take care that he does not sit down within the four footsteps of a guy who's standing in prayer. One understanding is that it seems like he's praying, but I don't care for the prayer. It's a show of rebelliousness, so to speak. And some say that the idea is simply because you're going to be distracting him if you sit down in front of him. Each one of the different reasons that's given has different halachic implications. We say that preferably a person should not sit within 4 footsteps diameter around the person who's praying. They say in the name of Rav Eliyahu that nowadays this isn't relevant, that we could sit. Rav Avram Shapiro used to say that the benches in shul or the stender is enough of a mechitza, a stop between you and him, that you could sit down because there's something breaking the distance between you and him, so to speak. There's like a wall in between the two of you because of the stender, because of the bench, or whatever it is. If a person is learning Torah or he's davening his own davening, so then you should at least try not to sit directly in front of someone's davening, because that's going to be distracting him. But if a person needs to sit down, he could also do that. It's not like a heavy prohibition. This is a preference, we say. Preferably, a person should try not to sit directly in front of someone praying, nor sit within their 4 footsteps. But as you see, Am Yisrael is relatively makel on this. So there is room to be lenient where necessary.
In reference